Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Sports Friday edition of Culture Shock Entertainment. I am Beth, and thank you so much for your support. Happy Memorial Day weekend. Happy birthday if it's your birthday, if you're celebrating an anniversary or any occasion like graduating, graduation season, and also it's near time up of June, so shout out to June Bryant also. But, this is the sports edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Report, so feel free to chime in at 714-409-0614, and also I am in the chat room. So before going forward, I'm going to play another tune. Of course, that was Round and Round by Morris Mills, my intro tune, but getting hyped up for Dread Day's appearance on tomorrow's edition of the weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Report, so here here's Straight Days.
Mankind, where are we headed? Where are we going? Mankind, what are we knowing? As I sit and reflect, as I sit and ponder, mankind, and I wonder. Destruction and greed, the world filled with many needs. Some say they lead, some say they follow. Some lies can be shallow, dug out like whittling wood, empty and hollow. Oh, mankind, where are we headed? Where are we going? In the life of the fast pace, we are a song. This human race, forgetting the small things, the lovely things, the things that are the true essence of life. Why the strife? Why the mayhem? The unnecessary hunger, the wanting, the yearning. Mankind, where are we headed? Where are we going? Mankind, what are we knowing? Turning pages in our learning. Mankind, can you feel the heat of the fire burning? Oh, what a day. Oh, what a day. We have peace. We love peace, but we fight. We love peace, but we bomb. With words of hate fill the night. Is this our way? Is this the way? Actions, they say, speak louder than words. Words, but things in action. Mankind, where are we headed? Where are we going? Mankind, what are we knowing? Either we add or we get caught in the distractions, the subtractions of life. Life has many moments, many levels and fractions. Every minute detail, a piece, a puzzle piece that has a place. Mankind, do you see the similarities? Then why cause so much calamity? Mankind, where are we headed? Where are we going? Mankind, what are we knowing? What is the aim? What is the goal we are reaching for? To have more, 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 and more? Then when one is gone and things are left behind, as I said, things are left behind. All we take is our deeds, the proper to the improper. Who influenced you, and who did you influence? Questions to be asked, the other side. The true soul ride. Mankind, where are we headed? Where are we going? Tell me, mankind, what are we knowing? What are we knowing? We'll be right back.
walked away from the phone to get my hot cocoa together. But I made it just in time. So feel free to call in 714-409-0614. Congratulations, D. Wade and LeBron James. I'm one of your favorites. So they're in the Eastern Conference. So congrats to the guys. But also congrats to the Indiana Pacers for having such an awesome, awesome season. You know, I'm glad to see that they did make it to the playoffs. Because I have been a diehard Indiana fan before, especially when Reggie Miller was a part of the team. And I see that, hey, I knew Indiana still had it, and they definitely have proven themselves. So I'm just amazed with the Clippers and the Grizzlies and Indiana. Good teams. So, you know, it's good to check them out. Yeah, I check out other teams other than my favorite teams because, hey, all sports fans, you're welcome to call, regardless of who your favorite players are, your favorite coaches, and whatever. Keep us updated with what's going on because we don't know what's going on because there's always so much sports news happening. My cousin Linda, author, living in the town, long-time resident, but pretty much she's pretty much like back and forth from Jackson, Jacktown to D. Big D is on the line also, so I think she'll be chiming in on some sports news. Always some sports news happening in the Big D, and I definitely need to talk more about Mississippi news, sports athletics, and so on, because it's always something happening here. Because you know Jackson is a college town, and Mississippi is a college sports state alone, and we do have the Mississippi Braves, which you know, pretty good team. They're a branch from the Atlanta Braves, which you all probably already figured that one out. But so we have Oklahoma City and 4-1. We have them winning their series. We have the 76ers and the Celtics. Game 7 being played on tomorrow night on ABC at 8 p.m. Eastern time. So that's when we'll find out who the Heat will be playing. Either it would be the 76ers and the Celtics. I know Reg Ruffneck, which is not online right now, I know he's freaking out because he is his two favorite teams, even though he loved the Heat also, but his second favorite team from the Mavericks is the Celtics. So I know he's, like, freaking out because he also, like me, love the Heat. And also the Thunder and the Spurs game, playoff game, will be on Sunday on TNT at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. Just, you know, you all need to visit NBA.com. And right before airtime, I received my NBA dailies. And NBA dailies, you know, pretty much fill me up with the 411 of what's happening in sports and so on. And today is Missing Children's Day. I just heard on Morning Joe. I love my morning shows, Mike and Mike and Morning Joe and Fox and Friends. And I usually check out Dr. Drew Repeat at 4 o'clock because I usually miss his original program the night before. But his shows are always interesting. But as I watched Morning Joe this morning, they announced that today is Missing Children's Day. And, you know, they have that breaking story happening in New York regarding the young boy that was missing like 33 years ago. So it's just amazing how crimes can be solved many years later. But Morning Joe brought it to my attention, and I guess many other viewers, that today is Missing Children's Day. And it was started in 83. Ronald Reagan started the Missing Children's Day back in 83. So I just wanted to shout that out. Today is Octavia Spencer's 42nd birthday. So happy birthday, Octavia. Of course, courtesy of Dallas News. I freak cousin Linda out because I'm always into Dallas News and other news, and she knows everything, informing most of her Jacktown friends and family about what is happening here in Jacktown. And remember, you can check out Rhonda Richmond and Celie McGinnis at Cassandra Wilson's new club, the Yellow Scarf, located not far from the Mississippi Coliseum on Harris Street on Saturday night. I just want to shout out my friends. Saw that in Jackson Free Press where they'll be performing on Saturday night. So just, you know, check it out if you can. And again, I tell you, Kevin Costner, his band is coming in July to Helen Mills. Oh, man. Those of you who think I don't get out, I bet I get out then. Because, man, Kevin Costner's one of my favorite actors, and I definitely like to see his band. I mean, all these actors have their own bands. That's amazing. But, hey, let's talk more sports. 714-409-0614. Who's your favorite team? Who do you think will be crowned the 2012 NBA champions this year? I thought the Mavericks was going to repeat. But Mavericks old news, so maybe next time. That's who I thought, but Mavericks been out the picture. And so who do you think? Who do you think will be crowned? Who do you think will compete during the finals for the crown? You know? Who do you think will win between the Celtics and the 76ers? Both teams are good. I'm going to go with the Celtics. That's going to be my pick. I know sometimes I don't pick. I pretty much stay in the middle. But I'm going to say the Celtics. But the 76ers are awesome. So I have nothing bad to say about the 76ers. And regarding Sunday's game, between the Thunders and the Spurs, I'm going to say I don't know who's – I don't have a pick. Why? If I was a betting woman, I would say the Spurs. Because the Spurs are so hard to beat. Really. I'm quite sure the Thunder would have preferred to play the Dallas Mavericks if they had to, rather than the Spurs. Again, even though it was hard last year. But I'm in the middle with that one. Because the Spurs, I mean, still the veterans. For some reason, those guys are beasts. And Oklahoma, they have it going on. They have the energy, they have the drive, they have skills. They now have a combination of youth and veterans on their team. Pretty much what they lacked last year, in my opinion, was they lacked that veteran sense. And me being a big, even though I love watching the Oklahoma Thunder, I've been a big Mavericks supporter. I believe that's one reason why the Mavericks outpowered them and outscored them and won to go ahead and compete in the finals and become the champions, because they not only had the skills, but they had the experience. They were the most experienced team also, so that's how they outperformed the Thunder. And this year, even though the Spurs are filled with youthful veterans, smart veterans, Oklahoma now has this combination of youth and hunger from the younger players and the veteran players. This is me talking chicken in Jacktown in the Deep South. This is me talking, a sports lover all our life. This is just me talking. No, so feel free to call in and share your perspective regarding this. 714-409-0614. I'm just pretty much gabbing and running my mouth about what we're dealing with these teams. And getting ready to pull up a couple emails and news. I don't like to have any dry air in space, but I want to check out, like, what's breaking right now. I have it tuned to Mike. Need to sip on some of my hot chocolate or some water. Have this, like, morning grogginess to my voice. Our cousin Linda online so she can talk. And by sip. Yes, I'm looking at this story. Eaton Pet suspect arrested 33 years after the boy vanished. That is just great, great news. Great, 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 great news. And I was shouting out birthday people, and I mentioned graduations are coming. Now, Jackson Public Schools, which I'm a part of, will have their graduation scheduled for early in the week. I believe Monday and Tuesday. My alma mater, Callaway, Orange and Blue, Roll Big Orange, class of 2012 is graduating on Tuesday evening at 5:45. Before that class, for my alma mater of Callaway, Wingfield will graduate at 3:15. If you're familiar with Bravo TV reality star Cora, Kat Cora, she is a graduate. That's the school she graduated from. Yeah, she's a native of Jackson. But that's her alma mater, Wingfield. And my cousin graduated in the same class, Kenneth White, who resides in the metropolitan area of Atlanta. Yeah, I have quite a few friends and relatives in ATL. A lot of friends in Dallas, Fort Worth, too. So today's not the day to talk about politics. We'll probably talk more about politics on Tuesday, on Talk That Talk Tuesday. But, of course, Dread Days. I'm so excited. So excited that the guys will be guests on tomorrow. Super excited. Super excited to hopefully speak with them later on today also. I get so excited when I talk with guests pre and post the airing of shows. So much fun. If they're personal friends or not, just amazing. So I'm looking for some more breaking news. I had seen an interview of Dennis Rodman last night on ESPN, and the interviewer was asking him about, did he want to change that party image that he still has? And he said, no, he don't want to change that about him. And then he started crying when he was talking about his 24-year-old daughter. He was saying that in all the years of 24 years, he has only seen her like maybe in altogether 5 days. And he started crying. And he was like, this is not the part that I was not anticipating to see. And then he was also, many of you that seen this last night know what I'm talking about. And so at the closing of, at the conclusion of the story about him, the sports reporter stated that that the former Mrs. Dennis Rodman, you know, Dennis Rodman is from the Oak Cliff area of Dallas, Texas. So one of my sister's friends graduated with him, went to school with him. But mentioned that she was evicted twice because he did not pay child support, and but that she had declined being interviewed for that story. Her lawyer had declined. She had declined via her attorney to be interviewed, but she did share that much with the reporter that was reporting that story. So I thought that was amazing. Hey, Cousin Linda wants to wish everyone happy Memorial Day weekend. What are you all's plans for Memorial Day weekend? I always love Memorial Day weekend. Like I said, it's bittersweet because it's the weekend anniversary of my brother's unexpected death, someone whom I was very close with, especially at the time of his death. It was only he and I who was here at the home, at the residence, the family home. My mother was in Dallas, Texas, prepared to come back, because my sister was in ill health regarding her battle with cancer, breast cancer. Thankfully, God blessed us 5 more years with my sister. And when we announced that my brother had died, a lot of people thought, hey, you mean it's my Diane? And it was like, no, Christopher unexpectedly died. So it's always a bittersweet, but it's good because that was a big, Chris and I and many of my family members, because our family is filled with veterans, we love patriotic holidays. And if I'm not mistaken, there's a family reunion happening also. So shout out to my family that are based in Florence, Mississippi. That's where Cousin Linda and her mother and my mother and their family were born in Florence. So the Russell family and Whites would be, I think some of the Whites, there's a lot of names, would be celebrating a family reunion this Saturday, which we usually have family reunions on, I think, Memorial Day or 4th of July at Battlefield Park. I don't think I'm going to make it because I did not know until, like, last Saturday, because Mama thought the reunion was last Saturday. So I won't go all in detail of that because we're supposed to be talking about sports. But Cousin Linda wants to wish everyone a happy Memorial Day. And, of course, I'm just going to have a basic fun little grilling to celebrate Memorial Day. Invited my brother and sister over, and hopefully my nieces will come by on Sunday evening. But on Sunday, just spend a little time with us. But I still love either going to the reservoir or just backyard barbecues and attending another barbecue. It's just my upbringing and so on. But Memorial Day, you know, that is a really special holiday, especially dealing with those we have lost, who have given their lives being part of the U.S. American forces. But here's my cousin Linda. She probably has a lot of sports news that you all not enjoy. She and Rich Roughneck last Friday, as they shared information regarding the Pollard and Deion Sanders story and their perspective regarding the Cowboys also. And Tony Romo has been making news this week also. But I won't just go rambling on. And here's my cousin Linda.
Good morning and good afternoon, listeners.
Good morning and good afternoon.
How's everybody? Yes. Happy Memorial Day weekend. And
fine,
I really,
fine, blessed. You really what?
Oh, I really don't have any sports information or anything. It's just, and I didn't listen to the show Thursday if you broadcast, but I just didn't know whether or not you mentioned that Donald Driver was from Alcorn State in Mississippi, who won Dancing with the Stars.
And former Green Bay Packer NFL player, because he just recently retired. Yeah, he's a project of Alcorn.
Oh, okay, your phone's cutting out, Beth, and I can't really hear everything, but I just didn't know if you had mentioned that he was from Alcorn. I guess I should know that you had, but I just missed it.
Yes, he's a project of Alcorn. Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yes,
okay.
I have.
Well,
yeah, he's about the Alcorn State University, former NFL player, just recently retired from the Packers. Yeah, I must definitely mention that he's a product of Alcorn, Mississippi native.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because the state has been going crazy.
Yeah.
The one reason it's fading out because the I'm being reminded of the time of the live streaming is running out. So there's like a little recording that breaks in.
Oh,
and so that's what makes my voice skip. Because she just broke in then telling me that 10 seconds of the live streaming will stop.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah. So she, like, it starts like 30 seconds and 20 seconds. Yeah, but yeah, he's a product of Alcorn. And I know Swag. And so that's amazing because we have Jerry Rice, which is a Valley product, and he won, and then Donald Driver, product of Swag Alcorn, and he won. And we had Emmitt Smith, right?
Yeah, Emmitt Smith won.
Yeah, well, he's right from Pensacola, Alabama, and that's right at the Mississippi Gulf Coast.
It's kind of one of our neighbors. We'll claim him.
Yeah, exactly. Because he's not far from the Biloxi Gulfport area. Uh-huh.
Right, right. Now, I didn't know if you were going to cut off or keep streaming or whatever. Are we still on the air?
We're still on. Just that the live stream stopped like at 30 minutes, but I extend the show, especially on Fridays, to like another 10, 15 minutes and so on. And so there's some people in the chat room and so on, and listeners are still on, and people can still call. So, yeah.
Okay. Oh, I heard you talking about a family reunion. One little correction. I was born in Jackson on Ferris Street in Dr. Christian's Clinic Black Hospital.
I was saying that our parents were originated.
Okay.
Florence, that our mothers were born in Florence.
Yeah, I thought you said born in Florence. No.
My mother and your mother were born in Florence.
Okay.
I was talking about the reunion because mother had asked me if you were going to go to the reunion.
I didn't know anything about it.
Is that it? Because she asked me what Linda Hinn told you. and I said no because I didn't know about it. I know it's usually scheduled. We're talking about the Russell. Is it the Russell White family? Is it that reunion? Is that what it's called? The Russell White family reunion, and it's usually Bobby, Faith's sister.
Yeah, she's
the one that's usually spearheads the reunion. I'm talking to you all people. Her brother is Faith Russell, and Faith Russell used to be married to Dorothy Moore when the hit Misty Blue was popping. And Mom said, Cousin Linda hadn't mentioned it to you. And I was saying to myself, well, Cousin Linda didn't know that.
No, I didn't. I didn't know anything about it. Nobody contacted me. See, that's the way y'all do me since I'm over here in Dallas. Just ignore me.
You and I are together because I'm right here and I don't be knowing. And Cousin Michael, and I say the same thing. Even though we haven't seen each other in person ages, we do keep in touch. And Cousin Michael and I both say we always the last to know stuff.
Uh-huh.
We don't ever know anything.
You may not know our cousin Lily Mae Lewis, who is co-minister, I think, at Spring Hill Church in Florence.
Uh-huh.
I hear from her from time to time, and she hadn't mentioned it. I don't know whether or not she knows, but she just got her PhD the other day from Liberty University.
Okay, congratulations.
She kind of is closer to Doris and Betty, that part of the White family.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But we have a new contact number, so that's probably why we haven't heard from Cousin Bob. It's Cousin Bobby. Bobby Russell Brown. Just shouting you out because she's a hoot. I haven't seen her in person, but whenever I talk to her every year, she is a hoot. So I had thought about going, but I don't think I'm not going to make it because I'm doing things around here and preparing for my little barbecue and stuff and preparing for early part of the week. But because last Saturday, Mom was like, "Oh, the reunion is today," and I was like, "What reunion?" And she was like, "Oh," and then she was like, "Well, it's Memorial Day weekend." And I was like, "Mom, we just got through talking." I said, "Memorial Day weekend is next weekend." And I was like, "Oh, that weekend." And so she had told me that Aunt Mildred is whom Cousin Linda dedicated the book to, Myrna's Adventure. And she said that Aunt Mildred and Beverly had been speaking of the reunion. And I was like, "Well, nobody had told me anything." Because if I was 10, I would have liked to purchase a T-shirt. And I had been thinking about calling Cousin Michael. Because Cousin Michael Brown and I, we usually talk about the reunion.
Mm.
So, I don't know. He should
and I
know.
I talked to Mildred last week, and she didn't mention it. We talked about everything, you know, TV and everything. So, I guess maybe it just slipped her mind, or she probably figured I just wasn't going to come to Jackson because I had intended to come to my friend's daughter's wedding next month.
I thought of that yesterday because I was saying to myself, "Well, I wonder if Cousin Linda's coming to the wedding because I've been talking about weddings and promoting just different fashion shows of bridal gowns and so on for June brides." And so it dawned on me that you were invited to that wedding next month, and I was curious to know if you were coming.
No, I kind of changed my mind. I didn't tell my friend the reason I'm not coming. I'm trying to save up for my trip to Paris, and I want to go to Paris in November, and I don't want to spend any extra money.
Oh man, I wish my budget could allow me to go with you. Maybe I have to catch you on the next trip because I definitely would like to have. You have to have the right amount of money to go to Paris, especially a first timer. I know, but what you told me. Because I want to have fun like Clarence did.
Well, you can kind of scrimp by. There are a lot of things there that you can do that won't cost you much money. And as far as eating, there's always something, you know, that you can buy like crepes or go into some of the convenience type stores and get salads and a bottle of wine. So it's a lot. You don't really need a whole lot of money. Once you can find a good airline ticket and a nice hotel, reasonable place to stay, you can kind of make it for about 4 days. And if you go to the Eiffel Tower, you don't have to, you know, go up in the tower. And you can go to the Arc de Triomphe and you know, just observe things from outside. You don't have to go into everything. And I think they have a couple of free days to some of the museums, the Louvre.
Wow, that's amazing. The cost of living must be not that expensive to live in Paris, because I have friends that live in Paris. My friends from here in the States.
From what I'm told, it's terribly expensive to live there. I don't know. I guess it depends on where you live. Now, maybe if you live in the suburbs or something, but living in Paris proper can be expensive.
That's what I thought. They must be making some good money then to be living in Paris. Because I do have friends that have had to get away from the States and live in Paris. I know London you can get away with some things living in certain areas, but I thought Paris was, cost of living was pretty high.
yeah, it is.
But I have friends, so shout out to my friends. You all know who you are, because everybody wants you to tell their business. You I know they listen to the show.
Yeah.
You know who you are, my friends whom are from the States that live there. But, yeah, wow. But, of course, I want to shout out one of my favorite designers, Anthony Originals, because he sent me a mailer yesterday saying that he would be on HSN June 2nd, 3rd, and 15th and 16th. And I mentioned that because Anthony travels to Paris all the time.
Well, send me an email and remind me so I can watch it.
Okay, I most definitely will. And talk with them, network with Anthony, because he probably will be in Paris when you're there, because now Anthony is based not only in L.A. And I know you remember him when he was based in Dallas, and he's based in L.A., London, and Paris now. Because he went to school in Paris, and so he is always studying his Parisian, and he literally does travel back and forth to London and to Paris, and he's probably listening now. I love you, Anthony. Hugs and kisses. And I hope you all network and can meet up for tea and go to the museum. So, because I always tease him and tell him I need to
be
in his luggage. I always tell them, you need to put me in your luggage. And one thing about it, because of my parents, I've always wanted to visit London, but Paris, that's part of my bloodline. You know, our great-great-grandfather was Caucasian, and if I'm not mistaken, he was of Parisian descent.
I didn't know that. Maybe that's why I love the city so much. You're talking about Papa Landy?
Yeah. You know what? I thought about that too. I said she's always attracted to Paris out of all the others, and I was thinking I need to mention that to her, because I used to think that he was of London, you know, from like the UK, from London. But then I was like, and I love going back to our tree, Uncle James, and you and I, love studying our heritage, and then just from studying and listening and to Mom and Aunt Chris and others, I'm like, wait a second, he was of Parisian descent. That's why I love a city that I've never been to, Paris. I'm like, okay, it's part of my bloodline.
Well, now I know then, because, I'm just spellbound by that city for some reason. Because, I was into Hong Kong, and then my second trip to Paris, I don't know, something just came over me. I just fell in love with it.
Yeah, I noticed that, because you would travel to Hong Kong, and you would travel to London, and it was like Paris, Paris, Paris. But that's something how subconsciously we get, just something that keeps calling you back.
I'm telling you, I know. It's in my blood, literally.
Live on air. I've been intending to mention it to you during our private discussion, but yeah. So I guess we have a lot of listeners in Paris, so I guess they're glad to hear this, because I do mention it pretty often. Because sometimes you wonder, why does certain people act a certain way?
mm-hmm. Genetics. Now we know.
Exactly. So, so, yeah. So, get on the plane and come to the reunion tomorrow. Yeah.
And you said it's in Florence?
It's going to be at the Battlefield Park where it's always.
Oh, in Jackson. Oh, okay.
No, that's the one that's always at Battlefield Park.
Yeah, you know, I pass by there whenever I come to Jackson. That's my turn-in point over by the zoo.
Yeah. I always
turn in on, what is that, West Capitol?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So I guess I could do that.
Those that are familiar with David Banner and Lil' Flip's video, Like a Pimp, that's the part that that video was shot in. Battlefield Park. On the corner of 80 and, golly, cousin Linda, on the tip of my tongue.
220 West Capitol and Prentice over in that area.
Not there. Mm-hmm. The other part.
Battlefield Park.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I guess I'm thinking about.
You think about the zoo?
I thought that was. See how long I've been away. I thought that. Well, what is that? Livingston Park then? Yeah, Battlefield. Because they had a shopping center, didn't they? Battlefield Shopping Center.
Yeah. Well, they still have the shopping center. Oh, golly. Yeah, I'm right here in Jackson.
Okay. Is it 80 and Terry Road?
Yeah, 80 and Terry Road. The shopping center still exists.
Okay.
On the other side.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. When you were saying Battlefield Park, I was thinking about Livingston Park.
Yeah.
Okay, Battlefield Park. Yeah, that's south.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. It's always held there. I know our time is running close.
Mm-hmm.
You got a minute. Almost time to conclude programming. But, again, let's recap the NBA schedule. Sundays would be the Thunder and the Spurs. Do you have any favorites, Cousin Linda, regarding the NBA playoffs? I thought the Mavericks was going to repeat, but they didn't. So I guess some people say
I kind of dropped out since the Mavericks. I was just really surprised that they didn't do anything this year. I was really shocked.
Yeah. I thought they would have gone farther. I know Tyson Chandler was real good. And what's his name, J.J. Barrera? I knew they were good and essential to the team, but, my God, I thought the guys could take it much farther.
Yeah, I didn't think it would make that much difference when they lost Tyson Chandler.